31 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. This is KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Time to head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Lauren Green-White. She is a longtime theater actress, not only in this area, but has worked elsewhere. She's a director with the Lafayette Community Theater, has been with Abbey Players and Eavesdrop Theater, and she is directing a 17th century play called The Rehearsal. Now, after that build-up, I can imagine people in our audience going, 17th century play? Why, Lauren? Why?
Why isn't a 17th century play?
A comedy, I have to say.
Yes, it is. It is a true comedy. It's a burlesque of a heroic tragedy drama from that period. It was written by George Villiers, a second Duke of Buckingham, who was quite a rake. He was also way up in the court system, and he was very good friends with King Charles II. This is the Restoration period. This is a recovery from a lot of things from the Cromwellian period, as well as this came in right after the smallpox plague and the Great Fire of London. So all survivors were just happy to let it rip. And this play, wow, I was in school and I took a class on 17th, 18th century writing, and this play came up as a report I needed to do, and I did it, and I really loved it. I couldn't get over the comedy. I couldn't get over the burlesque. I couldn't get over how saucy it was and how funny and fun. And I started searching to see who had done it, and I couldn't find anybody. Turns out we, Lafayette, will be the second city in the United States to produce this play.
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
Take that, New York.
I know, really. Only one other place did it. It was in Virginia. It was a Shakespeare company that did it. And I talked to the fellow, and he said he loved this play. He had such a blast with it. So I'm really looking forward to exploiting it in Lafayette.
I'm trying to think of movies or things some people in our audience might have seen that would give them a sense of that time period, because when you say 1600s, somehow it doesn't, but wasn't Johnny Depp in a film called The Libertine?
Yes.
Had a exactly. Wild
there
sense
was,
of...
There were several 17th century. Restoration was one with Meg Ryan. And
Claire Danes was in
and Claire Danes
The Dresser,
was in,
maybe?
It was something like...
she was the dresser for a famous... impersonator, because they were all impersonators.
Right. Well, they were males dressed up as females doing the plays.
And those are pretty wild films when you get a sense of the rakishness of that time period.
There was.
The bodiness that occurred
on
stage.
So. Mm-hmm. Very much so. This play really set a precedent for the plays that would come in the early 18th century, the Restoration plays that we all know, The Country Wife. And a few others. But this one is kind of raw. It is very raw. And it doesn't have the rhetoric like, for say, Shakespeare. You know, it's not that heavy into the heroic couplet and stuff. Mm-hmm. It makes kind of fun of that. Mm-hmm. But it's easy to understand. So it's easy for the audience.
And you said when you did this project years ago for your class, you found out all kinds of interesting information about the influence it had on later playwrights, that it's had great influence.
Yes, it did. It is now acknowledged as being the first play that exhibits absurdism and by the theater of the absurd. And so there are several people like Harold Pinter who have taken bits and pieces from this actual play, as well as Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks used some ideas for The Producers, the play within the play concept became, this is where it was set up, really, which is making fun of drama.
Right, and that's one of those stories that producers, you often hear people say that I was on the floor laughing, you know, that
yes.
it was so hysterical, the yes. interaction of characters and the wit.
Yes.
So following in that tradition.
Yes, it is. I always tell people if they're over 50, they have to wear Depends to the show.
Because they'll be laughing, so.
Yes.
I just want to tell people who may be tuning in, my guest is Lauren Green White. She is directing The Rehearsal. It is a 17th century comedy, absurdist comedy. We are the second city in the country to perform it. It is a very unique play, influencing all kinds of playwrights in our time period. You're producing it at Cité des Arts.
Yes.
And it opens, I believe, this weekend.
It actually opens Thursday evening. That's
Thursday
our evening. opening night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Thursday is the weekend now for
right.
plays. So it is quite a wild play to put together as well. You've got a lot of actors. You have designed and created and made the costumes for
yes.
this play. And there's an element of live music as well.
Yes.
So let's start off talking about the costumes, because you're really proud of that. And I think that was one of the first things I heard about it when you were describing this to me.
I guess I'm known in Lafayette as being a costumer. At least most of my friends know that, and I'm a self-taught costumer, experimenting, and I lived in New York for a while, and I worked with Michael Curry. I was doing underpinnings and underworkings for Broadway shows, and he's gone on big time. I think he did Madonna's show at halftime at Super Bowl. Anyway, I kept on going on and on, and when I saw this play in my head, I knew I could do this, because I knew I could do these costumes. These costumes I'm very, very familiar with. They're all that restoration style that is just after the Cavalier period. So there's men in wigs with hankies and staffs and
lots of lace.
Lots of lace. Mm-hmm. Lots of lace and makeup. And I had no problem with my male actors in this, because this is a Mardi Gras area.
Well, that's right.
Anywhere else, it probably wouldn't have been a problem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just pretend you're on a float. So lots of flounces, lots of lace,
brocades,
of work.
And silks, I actually use, I had people who gave me tons of fabric. Silks, brocades, velvets. I have a friend, Paula Studialisi, who actually made sterling silver buttons. These costumes call for tons of buttons. And she said, this is one way I can help. And she made sterling silver buttons as well as enamel buttons that are quite extraordinary.
You might have to create a museum to put all of these costumes in afterwards. So if we went for nothing else, just to see these costumes that you've created specifically for this play, would
There's
be such
candy.
A treat.
Yeah.
Eye candy. Now, how many actors are in the play?
There's 15. I have 3 women, and the rest are fellas. Mm-hmm. And each one is so creative in their own way. They surprise me all the time. They really do. And they've all kind of developed an interest in this whole style, this whole restoration sort of, moves, the balletic moves, the stylization of their arms and legs and head and movement. It's very interesting.
And several of them are playing multiple roles.
Yes.
Also.
I would say there was only 5 in the cast that have singular roles. The rest of them play multiple roles, coming off on throughout the play.
Well, without giving away the plot completely, if indeed one can say that.
There is no plot.
Well, give us a sense of why it's been so influential. What happens in this play?
Well, it's 2 gentlemen, or one from the country, one from the city, Smith and Johnson, are walking along, and they come across a playwright, so to speak. who was very, very excited about them, you know, coming to see his play. So he invites them in, and they witness what he's sort of jammed together as a play. And it's scenes taken that he's stolen from, you know, bunches of different heroic tragedies. That's why it's a real blast at heroic tragedies of that time, because the author, Georges Villiers, couldn't stand them anymore. They were, you know, just a little bit too saturated in the market. So he takes them in, and he shows them, and he talks about all of his people and what he's doing, and he thinks he's so smart and so trendy, and he's not.
And that becomes very evident.
Very evident. Mm-hmm. Very evident.
So how are these two men kind of a foil? Their varying experiences, city, country, does that play in?
They do. That? They discuss that amongst themselves. Like, you know, what have you been seeing in the city? What have you been seeing in the country? Mm-hmm. And he, of course, is seeing... they're both witnessing this horror, this devastation of what has become theater. Mm-hmm. You know, and this play within the play, working, and the exaggeration of everything.
Well, you have one photograph of the two men, Johnson and Smith, and the look on their faces sort of mirrors, I guess, that scene in The Producers when the camera looks at the audience and the audience is watching this play.
Can't believe
horrified,
it.
Just horrified.
Right, right. We also have a wonderful musical director, Alice Wallace, longtime friend of mine, and who plays extraordinary instruments. She plays a nickel harpa, a Swedish instrument that is bowed, and she plays this in intervals throughout the whole play, introducing characters, of course. And we have dancing, and it's really bad dancing.
Stylized dancing of that time period?
Yeah, it's just nobody knows how to dance, you know. it's like dancing when you had to do dance when you were 12 or 13 and everybody was kicking each other's shins. So,
but he knows it's something that's supposed to be in a play, and so it's there.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And we have soldiers. I mean, there's something for everybody. There's soldiers that fight each other. There's lovers. There's, you know, the battle of the sexes.
It's got all the contemporary cliched themes of that
exactly,
time period.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So everything works and molds to fit in this time period, mm-hmm. even though we don't really know the plays that they're really making fun of. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
It's still funny.
It's funny. Mm.
Again, we are talking about the 17th century comedy, The Rehearsal, written by Georges Villiers. My guest, Lauren Green White, is directing the play. She has also she's also created costumes and has really put her heart into this play that has been a part of her life for quite some time now, ever since college, I guess, graduate school. Finally getting a chance to produce this play, again, the second time only that it's being produced in the United States. So what an opportunity for all of us to just see the play performed, much less to see all of these wonderful additions that you've added with period costumes, period music, and just a lot of enthusiasm, obviously.
Yes. One of the reasons I thought I could do this show is that I knew I could custom make the costumes for people. Oftentimes, and I know this from the past of being an actress, it's very difficult to find costumes that fit well, or you're wearing some old costume that somebody had 50 years ago and it looks like it. So I really wanted to bring some real snazz and jazz up the set and everything. We have very little set design. I've left a lot of it just up to the eye candy to take over.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is a rehearsal, isn't it?
And it is a rehearsal.
So they wouldn't have had a lot of set.
No.
So that's true as well. Well, now, who are some of your actors in the play?
My lead actor is André Trahan. He is a UL theater actor. And my two second leads in the show are Marcel Quibido, and he is from Youngsville, and the other fellow playing the man from the country, Mr. Smith, is Jack Sorensen. And these two fellows are the ones who have to listen to the playwright.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the cast, oh my gosh, let's see if I can name all of them. Let's see, we have T. Chase Nelson, we have A.J. Guillory. He's playing Prince Pretty Man, and Chase is playing Prince Volsius. And we have two usurpers who are played by Kevin Miller and Roger Peake. And we have Christian DeBlanc and Chris Trahan, who play a multitude of roles. I can't even begin to
list
them.
It's like a little carousel. They're coming in and out.
In and out.
Mm-hmm. Changing their costumes.
let's see. And we have, as our two kings, we have two kings, not just one. We have Tadris Sam, and we have Rudy Eisensopf. And let's see, I'm going down the list here.
All of them. Well, I'm sure also in some people's minds they're thinking, how are they taking care of that backstage?
Oh, gosh.
Changing all of these quite large costumes and changing them quickly and running back on stage. You must have a lot of help backstage.
No, they're kind of doing the work themselves. We all kind of help out, you know, but I made it easy. They have, some of them have reversible vests and that sort of thing. And they slip things off and slip something on over. So it works out rather well.
So they don't each need their own personal dresser.
Right. Oh, I'd like to mention more. We have Marcel Dixon, and we have the three gals that are in my show are Kyla Cormier and Alexandria Collada and Christy Lighty.
Mm. And who do they play?
Oh, gosh. They play several roles. We have Amaryllis. And Amaryllis also plays Luna at the end. She is the moon. And we also have a young gal, Chloris, and she is the love of one of the fellows. And at the very end, she plays Mother Earth. And then Christy Lighty, she plays a couple of roles as well. And at the end, she is the sun.
And it's quite a mishmash of characters that you would find in those heroic tragedies.
Exactly.
That he's so making fun of. My guest, Lauren Greenwhite, is directing the play The Rehearsal. It opens this Thursday at Cité des Arts. A spectacle not to be missed. Costumes,
no.
Live music by Alice Wallace. Amazing actors and actresses in this play. It will run through the weekend, and then do you have a second weekend as well?
Yes, we do. The 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th. And Sundays are matinees at 3 o'clock.
Right. And can people start getting their tickets now?
Absolutely. Call for reservations. Yeah. Absolutely.
Always a good idea. It's a small theater, which again is sort of time appropriate, I suppose, but it does mean that it fills up fast. And
yes.
Some people have been very disappointed going, trying to get tickets at the door,
exactly.
And it already being filled up. It's so
exactly.
Popular. So call ahead for reservations, again, running this weekend, Thursday through Sunday, and the following weekend as well. Now, do you all have a Facebook presence or someplace where people can go to
see pictures
of these costumes?
And, you know, I had started one up. Sally Donlin had worked with me on one. And the thing is that I call them the kids. They're not, but the kids kind of develop one on their own. And it is under The Rehearsal by George Villiers.
So if you look on Facebook, The Rehearsal by George Villiers.
Great pictures of the cast in their costumes.
Okay, well, check that Facebook site out. See pictures of the costumes, yes. And I'm sure they're posting various things you all have been doing,
yes,
during rehearsal.
Yes.
Okay, that's The Rehearsal by George Villiers on Facebook. And it will run for 2 weekends. Don't wait. I know sometimes here in Lafayette we will think, oh, I have time to see that. But seize the opportunity. Again, an amazing production with a lot of handmade creations in the play and wonderful music not to be missed. Anything else we should know about the play, or Georges Villiers, or something you particularly love about the story? Or
I think that one of the fun things about this play is its ease of understanding the dialogue in it, and there's a lot of comedy in it, just stand-up almost. And I think that the burlesque relays itself very, very well. And there is a political and a literary caricature here, making fun of John Dryden, famous British poet, playwright, along with a few other people. And we will have like a pre-show sort of introduction to kind of get people used to John Dryden. And he was known for saying egad constantly. So this is also a word that is thrown in this play over and over and over again.
So you're going to prepare us a little bit for all of the irony.
Yes,
and,
yes.
So how early should people get there for the little pre-show?
We have an opening night is 6:30. And regular show times are 7:30. So as you arrive into the theater, probably between 7 and 7:30 on a regular night,
you'll be having your little pre-show,
yes,
preparing us, warming us up for the rehearsal.
Yes.
Again, The Rehearsal by Georges Villiers, directed by my guest, Lauren Green-White, at Cité des Arts. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website as well. You can purchase them through the website. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you very much, Judith.
And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. In Baton Rouge, at the Baton Rouge Gallery, a collection of work by Craig McCullen called Precious Things that will be on display through the end of July. Lots of courses being offered through UL Lafayette's Continuing Education Professional Development Department. You can go to their website through the UL website and find out about courses being offered. In the Dupre Library Jefferson Caffrey Reading Room, there is an exhibit about the Civil War, and that's on display now. Lots of pieces from the University Archives and Acadiana Manuscripts Collection. It will be up through August 12th. The exhibit was curated by Jean Kiesel, the Louisiana Room Librarian. In New Iberia, the Iberia Performing Arts League continues its run of the summer youth musical Mulan Junior. It will run through the weekend at the Essanay Theater in downtown New Iberia. Tickets are available by calling the theater. In New Iberia, storytelling time continues for the Eunice Public Library. Please call them for a complete listing. The Rehearsal, a 17th century comic satire play, opens at Cité des Arts this Thursday, July 19th, and runs through Sunday, July 29th. Tickets are available now by calling Cité or going to their website. That number is 291-1122. That is The Rehearsal. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble presents Love's Labor's Lost. They will open on Friday, July 20th at the Acadiana Center for the Arts and run through the following weekend. So you have 2 weekends to see Shakespeare's Love's Labor's Lost. For information or tickets, you can go to the Acadiana Center for the Arts website. The Cane Fire Film Series will continue this Saturday, presenting monthly films at the Light Center. This is a French film, a comedy called Nobody Else But You, kind of a comic detective, absurdist theater play movie, a real interesting collection of comedy devices. That will be this Saturday, July 21st, 7:30 p.m. at the Light Center. That's on Cajun Dome Boulevard. Tickets will be available at the door of the Light Center. Next month, the film will be The Cat from Paris. The Acadiana Center for the Arts will have its 6th annual Gulf Brew Beer Festival and fundraiser this Saturday, July 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. in Parc International. Tickets are available through the Acadiana Center for the Arts website or by calling 233-7060. The Acadiana Park Nature Station will have a Young Naturalist Club. It starts this Saturday, July 21st, and will run through next June. It's for children ages 10 through 13. For more information or to register your